I went back into the cellar and tried the far door. It wasn't locked, and it revealed a flight of stairs up into the house with another door at the top, which was not only unlocked, but open. There was a kitchen to my right and a hallway leading to the front door to my left. The first room was obviously used as an office with a desk and a computer, a basic PC. I switched it on at the mains, and while it beeped into life, I explored the other room. This was the bachelor pad living room, with two black leather swivel chairs, bookshelves with a few paperback thrillers, a low coffee table, a compact hi-fi system and a cube rack of CDs, another VCR, and the biggest widescreen television I've ever seen. I've been in Odeons with smaller screens. And he had three shelves of videotapes. I ignored the commercial ones and concentrated on the home video recordings. There in a neat row were tapes marked 1 to 16.